The great Stan Mikita joins me now, and I understand you got a little cell phone battery issue, Stanley, so if the phone goes dead, I won't think you hung up on me.
I might, though. I've heard you before.
Maybe you heard me before.
Yes, I have.
Oh, please.
No, I think I'll be all right. We're on for only, about a minute and a half anyway.
Okay, is that the way this is going to be?
I don't know. Do you want me longer than that?
You know what? We'll go until your battery runs out. You better hope it doesn't last too long. Hey, congratulations. I know tomorrow night the Blackhawks have honored you before, but tomorrow night's special because, once again, you're going to be part of the center of attention. That's pretty nice, don't you think?
Well, that is very nice. You know, for 30 years, we were kind of forgotten has-beens that they were kind of showing their face around once every 3 or 4 years. And then all of a sudden this came up with Rocky and John and Jay and all the guys and Stan. Let's not forget my buddy Stan. And all the guys, and it's been a great thrill just to come down there and watch these young kids play. It is unbelievable what they have done.
And on Mikita Heritage Night, I know there's guys in the NHL that get it and understand the history, and some that don't. But it seems to me that there's an awful lot of these young kids, and they really are kids, the youngest team in the National Hockey League, but really seem to understand who Stan Mikita, Bobby Hull, and Savvy, and Tony Esposito, and who these guys are to this franchise. They do seem to get it.
You think so?
I do see it. I do. That's what I mean. When I see it, it seems like they do.
Well, I think they do. I think they've done their homework, and they look at guys like me, you know, 5'10". Geez, you scored that many goals? You got that many points or something? And Bobby Hull, you know, he was like 5'10" also, but he weighed about 200 pounds when he played. I mean, nobody could knock him over. And Savard, just a little taller than I am, maybe 5'11". And, he was one of the main guys here, and he still is. And people do remember him because he's a little bit younger than we are.
Yeah, he's my age, Stan.
I didn't say that.
Stan and I are friends now. You know, if a lot of people are going to think we're fighting,
don't
Stan.
Get this now, Steve. Just don't give me any tips on golf anymore.
You okay? Should say, when I eliminated Stan in the Blackhawks challenge, I thought the crowd would be cheering. Stan had people cursing at me as I walked to the next tee.
Well, I've been in that thing. You know, I probably missed the first year, and then I was in it for 15 or 16 years. And I was second. I was the bridesmaid for, I think, about 5 or 6 times.
Sure.
But I just couldn't get over that hump.
And so didn't you appreciate the fact that I eliminated you before you had to be second again?
I couldn't care less.
You love me, and you know it.
No, I mean, he used to be a nice guy. And that's the guy I remember. I don't know what the hell happened to you, but here we go again.
No, here's the situation, Stan. One of the great moments, and I haven't seen you to talk about this other than saying hi since opening night. But I got to tell you, I got choked up, and one of the great moments in Blackhawk history, as far as I'm concerned, on opening night this year, when you four guys skated out, and I saw, you know, grown men, grandfathers and dads with their sons and daughters crying in the stands because it was such a cool goosebump moment. And, you know, Stan, you look like you could skate tomorrow night on the ice in the game. You look great.
I think I skated 120 feet, and that's all I want to skate. I got 120 feet to that red line, and I turned around, and you know, I had to go out and rescue Bobby. He was almost down.
Yeah, thank
God that Jonathan Toews came over and gave me a hand, because Bobby has put on a couple of pounds.
Yes, he is. He's a little thicker than he used to be. But I'm telling you, you're a heck of an actor then, because you went out, you were gliding, you were smooth.
Well, I learned where to glide. You know, I knew if Bobby was out there, he'd make the waves, and I just settled on a little roll instead of the big ones.
Well, it's got to be fun watching how well this team is doing and the buzz around this team, and it's just a great story, and you're a very big part of it. And tomorrow night, it's your night, buddy.
Well, thank you, and I don't really need all these nights. I'm just happy to be back in the groove of things of hockey. It's plenty for me, but it's very nice of the team to do that. But these kids, I'm so thrilled to go out and watch them now. They are probably not only the youngest team in the league, but I think they're the most exciting team in the league. And you look around through the lineup, you know, we might have one guy that's over 6'3", and not too many under 5'10" that I know of. But in between there, you've got a bunch of guys who can skate, who can pass the puck, who can shoot the puck, and they look like they're having fun too. And that's actually most important thing once you get past the signing the contract.
It's still a game, and the more fun you have, probably the better you're going to be. And I bet you get a kick out of people who talk about how small Patrick Kane is, huh?
Well, I stood beside him yesterday at the Christmas party, and I wanted to look at his black eye. Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. I get those almost nightly when I come home. You know, just a little up front of that giant cannon, whang. No, it's Patrick is a nice young man, and as all of them are. But the talent that's there is unbelievable amongst all these kids. And I hate to call them kids, but after all, I've got children that are much older than these kids.
Well, you like Muhammad Ali, Stan. You're still pretty. You still got that going for you. So I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, buddy.
Very good, Stevie. Nice to talk to you. Say hi to Cap.
And thanks for being on. That's the humble Stan Makita.